That's why I think the job's like an orchestra conductor, because you need somebody who can play each one of these really cool instruments, but together they have to come together to sort of make music, make magic.
You're listening to the Flip My Funnel podcast, a daily podcast dedicated to helping B2B marketing, sales, and customer success professionals become masters of their craft. It's Tuesday, which means this is our hashtag One Big Idea episode. In these episodes, you'll hear some of the best big ideas from incredible practitioners, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs within our community. Here we go.
So welcome to another episode of Flip My Funnel Podcast, and we have a returning guest. This has probably not happened in the history of Flip My Funnel Podcast, so it's pretty awesome because the topic is really, really interesting and very close to me. So we have Tim Kopp, who is the ex-CMO of ExactTarget, and you've heard about him being an incredible marketer and has been with Coke and both on B2B and B2C side of the house, and now a CMO turned VC with HighPark, which is pretty awesome. So there's a lot that we talked about, his journey and his process of how he has gone from a B2C to B2B to be part of ExactTarget, then Salesforce, and now in VC. So you can hear that in the last podcast we did with Tim. But Tim, we're here to talk about a really, really interesting topic around CMOs. And when people hire CMOs, I think what people are going to find in this podcast is, you know, when you want to hire a CMO, you better know exactly what you want.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you might be in a at a complete hole. So, so Tim wrote an amazing blog that says 7 personas of a modern CMO. So Tim, you know, help us kind of unpack what are the 7 personas and even why this problem exists.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me back.
Yeah.
To be the first repeat guest, and a lot of fun to be here with you. So, look, this all came about because I think marketing is so new as a profession relative to others. It's the newest C-suite role in many ways. And it's the one that I think without question has the most variety.
Yeah.
When you go across different companies, CMOs they just look very different.
Yeah.
Whereas a CFO or a CTO or others tend to have more, they just sort of fit within a narrower band. And what this really came out of, like really transparently, was some self-reflection. When I found I was pretty good at hiring my team at ExactTarget. But then when it switched to moving into like board level roles and helping to hire CMOs, I missed on 2 in a row.
Wow.
I thought this should not be happening.
You were like the best at this. I knew exactly
what I should be able to hire, but I didn't do so well. And the reason why is we didn't break the problem down into a small enough piece. Like, how do you just think with the end in mind and try to describe what you want? And when somebody says they want a CMO, what I've had to really ask is 2 or 3 questions after that. So what problem are you trying to solve? And like, what do you really want? Because most often they don't actually want a CMO.
Yeah.
They're just calling it a CMO because they've seen something that a CMO does that they want.
Yeah.
So generally speaking, just principally, I don't think you actually need a CMO unless that person is a co-founder or really early on in the company and shaping it and driving it.
Yeah.
Until you get past 10 million run rate. I think what you need is some kind of specialist, usually somebody who is leading demand gen or leading brand.
So what you're really saying is the stage of the business really, really matters. And people might just say, hey, I want a CMO because we have a head of product now and we have a head of sales now. So it makes sense to have a head of marketing. But what you're saying is that, well, wait a minute, not so fast. You might not need it because you may not be at that stage.
Yes.
And I recognize being in marketing for the last few years is like, oh my goodness, the job of a marketer changes every single day.
It does.
Right?
I actually think the modern CMO role is almost a unicorn. And I can go through like 7 different personas or like the ways of describing what it is that somebody wants.
Yeah.
And I don't know if mine are right or not.
Yeah, let's go through it.
They seem to be as accurate as anything out there. So I think there's 7 different things that I see people asking for or talk about. The first one is a thought leader, particularly when you're building. I mean, gosh, Sangram, what you've done with Flip My Funnel and account-based marketing without like a thought leader in a new category of software.
Yep.
Like it just doesn't work.
Yeah, so
the thought leader piece, really important. The second one I kind of call a growth hacker. This is like the demand gen CMO. Or this is somebody who's like spending a lot of time in Excel spreadsheets and really thinking about demand gen. The third one is really a product marketer. Good product marketers are really dangerous. There's not many of them, but it's somebody who's really good about taking the key components of product and expressing them to the market. The next one is the brand marketer. Then I call it the strategist. This is somebody who's synthesizing all the pieces across the company, and it kind of manifests itself as a chief strategist.
Right.
And there's the culture builder. More and more marketing is being asked to own culture.
Absolutely. They're touching you as a marketer. You're touching almost every single business unit in the company, inside and outside.
That's right. So the last one is what everybody asks for: is I want all of that. I want an all-around athlete.
All the above.
I want somebody who can build culture, build demand, build strategy, build product marketing. And you know, I say that's wonderful,
unicorn.
But I think there's like five people who can do that.
Yeah.
By the way, if you can even find that person, you probably can't afford them.
Yeah.
Right? So,
oh my goodness.
Like, what is it that you really need? And let's talk about which one is number one and which one is number two. And I think literally in that order. And then actually be willing to say, these are the things that I'm willing to forego on.
Yeah.
So if I can take somebody who's great, if I'm in a new category of software, I need a thought leader.
Right.
And there's probably already an existing leader in marketing, and this person's coming in above them. So you also need to look at what are the strengths and weaknesses already of the team. But you've got to define, like, what are the top? You can't just say, I want a CMO. You got to say, like, what are the two things that we really need to have solved?
Yeah.
Where you'll miss with the CEO is unless you're very clear on what that job spec is, defining what you need.
This reminds me of the fact, like, I also think when I was at Pardot and when we started hiring the team, and even in the early days at Terminus, like, you know, on the sales side, you just hire an SDR and say, I want five of the same now, right? As you scale.
Yes.
On a customer success team, you hire a customer CSM. Oh, she's awesome. I want five of her, right? And then you literally kind of almost find people similar to that.
Yes.
Marketing, and correct me if I'm wrong
totally
on this one,
different.
It's a discipline where almost every single person on your team is different.
Yeah.
You can't clone them. You can't say, I want more of this.
Yes.
You need a product marketer. You also need a demand gen person and a content person, a graphics person.
It's all specialists.
Yeah.
Like, and this is where, that's why I think the job's like an orchestra conductor.
Yeah.
Because you need somebody who can play each one of these really cool instruments, but together they have to come together to sort of make music, make magic, you know? But it's how do you stitch it all together? But SDRs might be slightly different, but they're
For the most part,
the same,
right?
And all those roles are. Marketing is the one that I think is really unique.
Is there any one of these, like, so going through, like, thought leader, growth hacker, or product marketer, is there, it sounds like it's not necessarily, like, this is important than the other, it's just the stage of the business.
Exactly. Not only stage, but like, what are you in, one of six, like in email?
Yeah.
That was very like, we might be one of four competitors in that category. What Terminus in a new category of software, that's not quite the case. So there's different things not only in stage, but based on like category and where you are. It is very situational.
I think most people who are listening to this who are in marketing or sales, I think it probably is like a news flash to them. Is like, well, wait a minute, so there is no, like, most people in marketing say, oh yeah, I want to be a CMO. But maybe you need to think about, you can't just don't want to be for yourself, you know, you're the CEO and everybody else matters in this case. But even from a career perspective, if you want to be a CMO job, then you need to think about, like, are you the right kind of CMO for the right kind of company at the right stage?
And when you're interviewing for that job, you better be asking them back, right? Like, what is it exactly that you're looking for?
Yeah.
And then saying, look, you should know, like, I'm not very good at product marketing.
Yeah.
I'd like to, like, get better at it, but you can't. I know enough to be dangerous. So I take into it, like, if you need somebody great at product marketing, you need to know that I need to hire, you know, a wing
person. So you start making those ask way early and in the literally in the interview process so that everybody's clear.
No, I'm not good at this part. I'm great at these three things. If this is what you need, that's really good. And if not, like, these are going to be the areas I need to compensate for my weaknesses.
I love this. All right. So we covered the seven personas of a modern CMO, and I think it's a pretty thought-provoking. I think people are going to start thinking about this. The first thing I learned was, you know, think about the problem you're solving. It's not a standard role. It's just because you have CFO and a CRO and a CPO doesn't mean you need to hire a CMO. Maybe you're not ready for it. Maybe your needs are different. Maybe you're in an early stage or late stage. So you need to think about that. And the seven different types of personas are thought leadership or thought leader, a growth hacker, a product marketer, a brand marketer, a strategist, culture, and this is the most interesting, the last one, all the above, unicorn.
Yes, I want everything.
So what do you want? So this is good. Is there something that you want to just kind of share with the audience, like, just like from a CMO perspective, what do you think is the greatest challenge they are facing right now?
Prioritization.
Yeah.
I think to succeed as any executive, but particularly in market, you have to be a ruthless prioritizer, and you have to be really good at managing fluid expectations and communicating them. So literally, I was really fortunate to work for Scott Dorsey, and I bet every week we talked about priorities.
Wow.
And it was, these are like the four things that I've heard, and I know, like, this is what I'm working on.
Yeah.
And
so you had like one-on-one, you guys just went through the priorities.
Yes. And, you know, if you want to completely rebuild the website,
yeah,
great. That's another project.
Yeah. And, like, something has to come off.
Right. I'll put the 70 hours a week into this, but there's only, what are the things that we want to be great at? And how do we, and I think the where marketers drown is you just allow more and more and more to be thrown into your boat.
Yeah.
Let your boat sink. And then you like, no, you can't let that happen to you.
Yeah.
Like, your job as an executive is to stand up and define what you can do, what you're not able to do, and define that prioritization, and then help build a great team who's better than you to surround yourself with the rest of these components.
It's awesome. Don't let your boat sink. I love that. All right, Tim, thanks again for an amazing, amazing podcast.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me.
Flip My Funnel is on a mission to build the largest and most engaged community of B2B professionals in the world. Join the movement at flipmyfunnel.com.
You've been listening to the Flip My Funnel podcast. To make sure that you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast player. If you have an iPhone, we'd love for you to open the Apple Podcasts app and leave a review. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time,